especially here in Goma, people are ready to vote. Yesterday, the CENI, the Electoral Commission, was deploying the last equipment in different voting centers, voting bureau. And when talking to people, they are all happy that they are voting. I also met some people which won't vote because they don't have any more voting card. You know, there is like 1 year since the last registration of voters, and some of them had already lose their voting card and they didn't get duplicata so that they won't vote. And many of them are very angry and they regret why they won't vote for their candidates. There is also another kind of Congolese which are not concerned by this election. They are people in Rutshuru and Masisi territory, even the IDPs from that territory living in Goma. They won't vote because their zone is still under the M23 control. And this makes them sad when you talk to them. They say, as Congolese, the government had to organize election after recovering all the zone under rebel control.
We understand a ceasefire was reached for the elections. Do you think it might be able to hold?
Exactly, the ceasefire is held. There is no fight since 3 days, and we do believe that we will vote peacefully. People here in Goma are happy, and not only Goma, but in all zones where people are voting, because people in North Kivu especially was feared about the war during election or their security. People were thinking maybe voting centers will be attacked when people will be voting. But as there is 3 days without any attack everywhere, we think that the vote will pass peacefully. It's not only about North Kivu province, but also other provinces, because conflict is not only in North Kivu. We have in South Kivu a militia like Turuganeho, which is fighting against locals and also against FRDC. In Ituri, where Codeco also is killing people and attacking FRDC. But it's like 4 days without any direct attack from those militia. So we do believe that everything will be okay on the election, and maybe the problem of Congolese will change after this election.
What are some of the concerns on the minds of Congolese as they cast their ballots today, Wednesday?
We see that the political mind of Congolese has been changed. Now we are talking to people who are saying, we are not coming here to vote for someone who is coming from our village or someone who gave us something when campaigning. We want to vote for someone who will bring change in our country, who will develop the country, who will change the situation. So the concern of Congolese people now is first the peace. They want to vote for someone who they think he will bring peace and stability in the country and then the development. Even if you are seeing people supporting different candidates, but all of them are focused on the security situation, first of all, and then the development.